And we'll go ahead and get started here. So I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our Wednesday night Platinum Health Products Product Education Conference Call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health concerns and challenges in education and talk about how whole food supplements and nutrition can impact those in a positive manner. So we are lucky to have with us almost each and every Wednesday night David Sandoval, who's one of the owners and founders of Platinum Health Products. He's got many years experience in our industry as an educator, as an author, as a TV and radio personality. So welcome, Dave. Thank you so much for being on our call with us tonight.
Yeah, it's really an important subject that we're covering tonight, and I want to thank you for your help as well, because a lot of people are waiting to get this information.
Absolutely. This has been something that we've people have requested many times, and I know that you started doing research on it several months ago, and just with everything that's going on, you had a had it put together about 80%, and then you finalized it in the last couple weeks here in honor of Fibromyalgia Awareness Month, and a lot of people aren't even sure what exactly the condition is. You know, I actually wasn't exactly sure what the condition was, so I was very excited to read the battle plan and, you know, and learn a little bit more about it. So why don't we jump right into the meat of tonight's call, and, well, actually, let me give a couple of announcements first. We try to make this call as easy as possible to re-access. If you like this information and you want to share it with friends or family members, maybe coworkers, you can re-access this starting tomorrow on our replay line, and that is by dialing 212-461-8911. Again, that is starting like tomorrow afternoon. Also, we will post the call on our website where you can download it or you can play it right on your computer from www.phporder.com. And if we have your email address on file, we will email you out a link to the conference call. So you can forward that email on to friends and family, or you can just click on it right there and play it again right on your computer at home. So we try to make it as easy as possible to re-access this information in the future. So without anything else being said, let's get into what exactly, Dave, is fibromyalgia. Can you tell us a little bit more about it for some of our listeners that may not really know?
Yeah, definitely. Fibromyalgia is really a newly diagnosed condition, and for a long time it was thought to be psychosomatic. There were so many general symptoms that it was hard to pin it down, and so it took a while, but now it's recognized as a legitimate and identifiable condition that's characterized by widespread pain in your muscles, in your ligaments, and in your tendons. You also experience fatigue and what we call multiple tender points around your body. And fibromyalgia is probably far more common in women than in men. Previously, before fibromyalgia was identified, there were a number of other names like fibrositis, chronic muscle pain syndrome, psychogenic rheumatism, and tension myalgia. And these are all just sort of generalized terms to describe the way that people felt as opposed to an actual, a medical condition. In most cases of fibromyalgia, the pain is intermittent. It comes and it goes. And sometimes it's really intense, and sometimes it's just a mild sensation. But for many people, fibromyalgia will affect them from the time they get it for the rest of their life. But those are people who I don't believe are taking legitimate steps to do something about it. Amy and I believe that with diligent adherence to our recommendations, symptoms of fibromyalgia could be greatly reduced and maybe even eliminated over time. And studies show that fibromyalgia is not life-threatening. It is not progressive. And it's not life-threatening. Obviously, that is good news. But the fact that it's not progressive, it doesn't get worse over time, is even better news. So if you have fibromyalgia, you don't have to look for it. It isn't going to cause death, and it isn't going to get worse. The the important thing, you know, to remember is that fibromyalgia is not a sentence. You can do something about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and that's what the whole premise of Platinum Health Products and kind of our mission and our goal is to provide education and information to give you the tools to do something about it, make an informed decision and make some choices to change for the better. So why don't we talk a little bit about, or Dave, why don't you tell us some of the causes of fibromyalgia? Is it something that just develops or is it something you contract or what do we know about the causes of fibromyalgia?
Well, that's a good question. And I want to remind, Amy, you made a really good point in that our goal is to provide people with knowledge, you know, and knowledge is power. And, you know, it's been said that people suffer for lack of knowledge, and if we are going to help stop suffering, if people suffer for lack of knowledge, then providing the knowledge and giving people tools in our own way is helping to contribute to that, you know, reduction of human suffering. And it's a very noble cause, and I believe that fibromyalgia does affect a wide number of people in this country, and those people deserve to know the truth and to know that it's not psychosomatic, and their family deserves to know that this isn't something that is an excuse that people make up, you know?
Exactly, because, you know, it's kind of interesting. Like, years ago, that's what a lot of people thought, that, oh, this is just someone wanting sympathy. This is just someone who doesn't, that wants to be lazy, and that is absolutely not the case. This
just like, remember, Amy, when chronic fatigue was thought to be just something that housewives made up, they didn't have to do work. Or
exactly,
something.
So they could just complain and not do anything, and that is absolutely not the case, and that's been, you know, disproven over time, and the same goes with the fibromyalgia. This is a very serious, real condition that people suffer with.
And now we know that it could even be virally induced, you know. It isn't a virus, but it could be triggered by a virus.
Exactly, exactly. Well, why don't we get into, you know, they say doctors really don't know exactly what causes fibromyalgia. They have some ideas. It's likely that there's several factors that can contribute to the development of this condition. And I know you've put together a list of some potential causes that maybe we could go through.
Yeah, definitely. These are the causes that are agreed upon by most experts in the field, if not all experts in the field, Amy, and they include sleep disturbances. Some researchers theorize that disturbed sleep patterns are actually a cause, not just a symptom of fibromyalgia. It used to think, well, people with fibromyalgia don't sleep. It might be that people who don't sleep develop
fibromyalgia.
And there's so many restorative processes, Amy, that take place during that deep REM sleep. A lot of people say, well, Dave, what do you mean by deep REM sleep? Well, deep REM sleep is that rapid eye movement sleep. It's that 2 to 2.5 hours of deep, deep sleep that we get, and it's triggered by our biorhythms, and a certain portion of our biorhythms are called circadian rhythms. And those circadian rhythms are accelerated by a hormone precursor that is emitted, by a hormone that comes from our brain called melatonin.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we find is that, you know, when you don't have the proper sleep patterns, your body may not ever recover from different trauma, and that accumulation of trauma without recovery time over time can be what we call fibromyalgia. That is one of the stronger theories.
Wow, exactly. And there's so many people that suffer from insomnia or perhaps that work a swing shift or a night shift and just have trouble sleeping. So it is very important that, you know, you try your best not to subject yourself to these weird, irregular sleep patterns by, you know, drinking coffee and staying up all night, and, you know, playing on the computer, et cetera, et cetera.
That's,
you know,
true, yeah.
We need to get
over a long period of time.
Exactly, exactly.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Another cause or thought to be in research cause is injury, perhaps a trauma. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, there is. You know, sometimes if you've had an upper spinal region injury and it isn't properly addressed or perhaps it's more severe than is realized, it could actually affect the central nervous system. And that may trigger symptoms of fibromyalgia as well. Now, I believe that this is, in my opinion, this is one of the rarer causes of fibromyalgia, but it can't be ignored that sometimes a physical trauma like that caused in a car accident associated with whiplash can manifest itself in the future as fibromyalgia if the soft tissue damage is never really corrected. So I think that that is another possible, obviously, cause. And as we've noted earlier, the possibility that a viral infection or a bacterial infection may actually trigger some central nervous system damage as well.
Exactly. And we'll talk a little bit more about what we can do to suppress or have our bodies help overcome those viral and bacterial infections naturally a little bit later on in the call when we get into our supplementation section. What about abnormalities of the sympathetic nervous system, and what exactly? Because I know we all learned this probably in our anatomy class or in our high school health class or something like that. What exactly is the sympathetic nervous system?
Well, the sympathetic nervous system is the involuntary system of nerves. That's when your eyelashes bat. That's when your muscles twitch. That's when you breathe. One of those things that if you hear a noise, you turn real quickly. You know, it's an involuntary muscle response to a stimuli that we don't, you know, ever see because it is triggered by the central nervous system. And so there's no doubt that part of your automatic, nervous system, the involuntary part, controls the body functions that you never have to consciously think about. The way your heart beats when your blood vessels contract, the fact that you sweat or the fact that your salivary glands flow when you look at food, intestinal movements, these are what we call sympathetic nervous system functions. And when there are dysfunctions within those things, that leads to fibromyalgia. Now, particularly if this happens at night, and if it happens at night and you cannot relax, your muscles are still twitching, you're not going to be able to go to sleep. And we have a call coming up. It's called Why People Can't Sleep, and it's really important because we address this in much more detail. But the bottom line is if you can't sleep because your nerves are twitching when they're supposed to be relaxed, you'll become fatigued and your body will become stiff, clearly, because you never go into those magnesium-type chemical reactions in intercellular fluid. You could get dizzy and really feel really out of sorts, Amy.
Absolutely. Is that also the same condition where, like, people's legs uncontrollably shake? I can't remember exactly what that's called.
Yeah, nervous leg syndrome or something like that.
Right. Is that to
is
do with
part
the...
of? Yeah, that's part of the sympathetic nervous system. And, you know, it's been proven that that's probably a same thing. It's a deficiency in magnesium and some of the other minerals that actually
relax the muscles.
Exactly, that help control those involuntary muscle and those neurotransmissions and neuroreceptors that are misfiring. So we definitely have addressed those issues as well.
And that leads to the next actual point on the battle plan is change in muscle metabolism, actually. For example, like deconditioning and decreased blood flow to muscles may contribute to decreased strength and fatigue. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, what we find is that when let's say that you're very, very active, let's say in high school and maybe even as a young adult, you know, you're running and playing volleyball and playing basketball and lifting weights and swimming, and then all of a sudden you stop. You become sort of a couch potato.
Right.
You get a job and you're sitting around all day.
And that
and
happens
you're no
to
longer
a lot
running.
Of us.
Well, all of a sudden, your muscles, which are used to having massive amounts of blood flow, suddenly have very little blood flow. And all of a sudden, those muscles are no longer able to fire. They're no longer able to function the way that they were built to function. And those differences in metabolic activity and the abnormalities in the hormonal substances that influence those activities of the nerves are clearly thrown off because your body has started to produce hormones on a regular basis over the course of years and years of conditioning, and pretty soon those hormones go out to play and they don't have anybody to play with.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, they could cause a lot of disruptions in your hormonal patterns.
Would it also be true to say that when you're exercising, your blood is pumping, it's carrying nutrients to those muscle tissues and fibers. It's also carrying away toxins and oxygenating. And then when you, like you said, you become a couch potato, there's not near as much, you know, like you said, blood flow, which brings all those other wonderful things, you know, to the muscle tissues. They're kind of maybe left starving, if you will.
Yeah, that, you know, current thinking sort of centers around a theory called central sensitization. And that theory sort of states that people with fibromyalgia have a lower threshold for pain because of increased sensitivity and the brain signals. Now, researchers believe that repeated nerve stimulation causes the brains of people with fibromyalgia to change. And so they get used to this pattern, as we said, of hormone increases, you know, and then all of a sudden the body no longer has those hormone increases. It could feel almost like a withdrawal symptom. They become used to or addicted to those serotonin levels that are released during exercise, you see. And so you're really close, Amy. It isn't necessarily a nutrient deficiency, though. It is more of a serotonin deficiency, those, you know, really happy feelings that you get when you exercise, you know.
Right.
And your brain gets used to those happy feelings, and those are also, as we know, really good at suppressing all types of depression. And isn't it funny that depression is a part of fibromyalgia?
Exactly, as well as, you know, when you exercise, it seems like, at least for me, that it's one of the best ways to reduce stress in my life. And again, stress is a potential cause of the condition.
Exactly. And then the last thing maybe in this whole philosophy that we spoke about is pretty soon the neurotransmitters and the neuroreceptors have been used to also sending these messages, these signals of, you know, different sensation. And, you know, stimulation is really unusual. If you get used to being stimulated on a regular basis and suddenly you have no stimulation, if you're a dog that's petted every day and all of a sudden you don't get petted anymore.
Right, you're lonely and you're sad.
Yeah, exactly. And so if you're used to talking to a dear friend all the time and that dear friend goes away, you have been conditioned to respond positively to a stimuli, and that stimuli is removed. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so all of a sudden you have this receptor site for positive stimuli that is frustrated. And that is part of fibromyalgia as well, is there has been a conditioning of positive stimuli and there has been a neurotransmission and neuroreception pattern that is in etched in your brain. And when it changes, certain things happen. And those signals, instead of being pleasure, turn to pain.
Exactly. Well, thank you for those. That's really awesome information. And we've also...
There are definitely like some things, Amy, I'd like you to review and just sort of remind people of some of the cliff notes of what we just talked about, you know, sort of like just the basic facts about fibromyalgia. Could you sort of review for us?
Yeah, exactly. Well, a couple things is that fibromyalgia is almost always misdiagnosed. You probably start to feel pain, you start to feel fatigued, you start to feel something, you go to your doctor, and they're not going to really notice at the time. They're going to treat you for the symptoms, not necessarily for the condition at first. Also, it's more common in once active people. Again, like you mentioned, the high school athlete or the person that was just in the gym all the time, and then perhaps maybe they had a baby or maybe they got a job or maybe something, you know, changed in their life where now they're moderately active or inactive, that it's more common in people like that. Also, that it is not effectively treated by many drugs. And it's also, on a positive note, it is not life-threatening or progressive, which means that over time, the condition does not worsen. So that also gives us hope that as we incorporate a better diet, we incorporate lifestyle changes, we incorporate these nutritional supplements that we want to share with you and discuss tonight, that the condition can improve and that it's not going to get worse.
Well, let's say that somebody's thinking, well, you know, gosh, you know, that might sound like me. I wonder if I have potentially fibromyalgia, or I wonder if this friend of mine who complains sometimes about this and that has fibromyalgia. What are some of the signs and symptoms of fibromyalgia? I know they could vary sometimes depending upon the weather, the level of stress you're under, the type of physical activity you've done, or even whether it's morning, noon, or night. But what are some of the common signs and symptoms that people who have fibromyalgia report?
Well, mostly it's, or the number one sign and symptom is widespread pain. Fibromyalgia is characterized by pain in specific areas of the body when pressure is applied, mainly including the back of your head, your upper back, your neck, your upper chest, elbows, hips, knees. Also, the pain generally persists for months at a time and is often accompanied by stiffness. So a lot of times people just think, wow, I'm just having some arthritis kind of pain, because a lot of these areas that it's generally associated in are around joints, like hips and knees and, you know, back pain and things like that.
Exactly.
Also, again, fatigue and sleep disturbances. People with fibromyalgia often wake up tired or feeling unrefreshed, and even though they got plenty of sleep, even though you may have got 8 hours of sleep, you just feel extremely tired and you can't wake up. Some studies suggest this sleep problem is a result of a sleep disorder called alpha wave interrupted sleep pattern. It's a condition, like you talked about a while ago, in which the deep sleep is frequently interrupted by bursts of brain activity similar to wakefulness. That's when you're not in the REM sleep. So people with fibromyalgia miss the deep restorative stages of the sleep, which is the REM cycle of sleep. And also nighttime muscle spasms in your legs and the restless leg syndrome may also be associated with fibromyalgia.
I promised we'd talk about that, didn't I?
Now,
there's some other conditions, Amy, that that are many times come part and parcel with fibromyalgia.
Exactly.
And sometimes they're not associated with fibromyalgia. Why don't you let people know some of the things that are accompanying fibromyalgia?
Well, one of them is irritable bowel syndrome, and we talk about this a lot, and there's so many, mainly women, but men have it too, that are affected with irritable bowel, or more commonly known as IBS. And what that is, it's constipation, diarrhea, abdominal pain, gas and bloating that people have, and that's many times associated and common in people that have the fibromyalgia condition.
In addition to that, there's another symptom that is really unusual, because it's it could be for any reason, and that's the headache and even facial pain.
Exactly, and many people who have fibromyalgia have headaches. They have facial pain that may be related to tenderness or stiffness, also in their neck and shoulders. The TMJ, or more commonly known as lockjaw, I believe. I'm not sure if I can say the temporomandibular joint dysfunction, which is shortened as TMJ. And that affects the jaw joints and the surrounding muscles. Can be quite painful, and that is very common with people that suffer from fibromyalgia.
Could you spell temporomandibular, though?
Well, only because I looked it up on the internet.
And that's, TMJ is definitely one of those things that is oftentimes associated with fibromyalgia. And that has a lot to do with the stress association. And then this is one thing we covered on a couple times, heightened sensitivity. Someone barely touches you and it's like, ouch.
Exactly. Also being extremely sensitive to odors, noises, bright lights, and touch. And, it's interesting. I know a lot of women have probably experienced this with just their hormonal cycles and stress levels, that sometimes, you know, just noises that normally are totally fine that you can just tune out and continue working or continue with your daily lives just drive you crazy and you just like want to scream and say, shut up. Well, the women out there that have PMS know exactly what I'm talking about. So this, you know, the heightened sensitivity, it can, it definitely is something to think about if it's not maybe just directed with your hormonal cycle, that it is definitely a sign and symptom and common with people that suffer from fibromyalgia.
Absolutely. Now, some of the other common symptoms might be depression, numbness, or tingling sensations in the hands and feet, a difficulty concentrating, mood changes, and a couple of other things.
Wow, you just described PMS.
Yeah.
But so you can see how it is easily misdiagnosed. You go to your doctor and they go, it's just your hormones. Go back home.
Exactly.
And so many people have been frustrated that they cannot get an accurate diagnosis. They don't know what's going on. But other signs and symptoms include chest pain, dry eyes, skin and mouth, again, painful menstrual periods, anxiety, and even dizziness.
Absolutely. And remember that one of these symptoms doesn't mean that you have fibromyalgia, but when you have multiple symptoms and they persist, that's when you have to really consider that might be, you know, something for you to take a serious look at. Now, Amy, there's been some, you know, common treatment and prevention protocols that have been established by the medical community, and the medical community often recommends over-the-counter and prescription medicines in the treatment of fibromyalgia. But as you and I are often warning people about, these medications have side effects.
Absolutely.
And some people may think that those side effects are inappropriate in their life, so we've come up with several natural alternatives. And why don't you give an example? We'll go down the list, and why don't you start out with pain reduction?
Yeah, well, for pain reduction, doctors typically recommend the non-steroidal drugs combined with other pain medications, and we talk about the NSAIDs when we do our calls and information on tart cherry concentrate. And so those are one of the most widely prescribed, widely recommended. You can find tons of linear feet at any drugstore of non-steroidal anti-inflammatories at your, you know, local Rite Aid or CVS pharmacy. But we prefer using phytochemically potent compounds like those found in, say, pomegranates or blueberries, and of course in one of our favorite products, the Montmorency Tart Cherry Concentrate, is an amazing product that has those phytochemical compounds that can combat pain.
Absolutely. And, you know, for stress reduction, which is another, you know, cause of fibromyalgia, they say stress. Doctors often recommend antidepressants, typically in a cocktail of antidepressants and sleeping pills. So they want you to take both. Remember, isn't that what killed the girl down in the Bahamas?
Yeah, exactly.
So our natural alternatives include alkalizing green foods like green kamut, Amy, and we always talk about how that balances the potassium-sodium cycle.
Right.
We also like the natural melatonin found in tart cherry concentrate, which leads to a significantly increased level in your blood of vital sleep-inducing hormones, like the, as we said, like the melatonin. And then perhaps more importantly, there is, you know, no side effects like those associated with the cocktail of antidepressants and sleeping pills.
Exactly, and addiction. I mean, although I may laugh and joke and say, I'm addicted to my green kamut, I have to have it every morning, there's no chemical or physical addictions like there can be with, or like there is almost certainly with many of the antidepressants and sleeping pills.
Exactly.
Not to mention the toxic buildup in the liver.
Well, Well, in addition to that, obviously there is, you know, muscle relaxants that are oftentimes prescribed. And, you know, Amy, I worry about those muscle relaxants because you can't drive when you're on them. You know what I'm saying? You can't think too clearly when you're on them, and they are addictive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's so common to be recommended. You go in with pain. You say, I have muscle pain. I have stiffness in my joints, and that's one of the first things that's recommended is, well, let's just try a muscle relaxant. And they have really terrible side effects, and you can get similar benefits without the terrible side effects by the use of magnesium-rich foods like green drinks, like we talked about, and also like by using our Ionic Elements, which is a very rich source of magnesium.
Yeah, and you know, Amy, magnesium is what triggers all of those involuntary muscle reactions in your body. So it makes far more sense to put the mineral in your body that's necessary for all of those, sympathetic or, subconscious, muscle movements. And it is magnesium that triggers them. Why would you take a pharmaceutical drug to try to get your muscles to relax when nature already knows what it needs, and it is magnesium?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, I know that therapy is very expensive now. But one of the other things that is typically recommended is behavioral therapy. And as I noted, it can be very expensive, but we actually have some other recommendations that might reduce the need for those expensive treatments.
Exactly, like exercise. Exercise is free. Go take a walk, ride your bicycle, go rollerblading, go jogging. Maybe doing yoga. Again, you could go to a yoga studio, or you could buy the DVD and do it at home, or read a book and learn how to do it at home. Again, that's relatively low cost. Also, learning stress reducing breathing techniques. And even the use of aromatherapy or essential oils has proved very beneficial in the treatment of this. And then what about flower essences? I know that you are really a strong advocate of the flower essences. So tell us a little bit about that, Dave.
Well, flower essences work on a vibrational level, and they work, again, within your body to reduce your reaction to stress. And see, everybody encounters stress, but it's how we react to stress. Have you ever walked into a room and said hi to somebody and they jump through the roof?
Yeah, I do.
Or has anybody walked into the room and you jumped through the
room?
Yes. So the bottom line is that you need to have balanced reactions to stress. And when someone is, quote, walking on eggshells, they're unhappy, you know. You can't feel as though you're under assault. And so the flower remedies just let you take two or three steps back. You look like you see everything coming. When stress hits you, you just relax, and you just say, okay, here's how I'm going to deal with it. And so I really believe in flower essences and even massage. And, again, because fibromyalgia is one of those things that you have heightened muscle sensitivity, the more massage you get, the less sensitive your muscles will become. So don't be afraid of that.
Exactly, exactly. Definitely. Well, there's some other self-care topics that are critical if you have fibromyalgia and to manage it. And one of them is definitely to get enough sleep. We talked about before, because fatigue is one of the main characteristics of this condition. Getting sufficient sleep is absolutely critical and essential. And in addition to just allotting the time for sleep, and some of us have a really hard time doing that because our lives are so crazy and hectic, you have to practice good sleep habits, such as going to bed and getting up at the same time each day, keeping the schedule, and limiting your daytime napping.
Ooh.
I know.
I don't do it, but I'm looking forward to it someday. And
I know. It sounds so wonderful, but...
Another thing that obviously Amy always recommends, and that's regular exercise, as do I. And at first, exercise increases pain for the person with fibromyalgia, just like the massage does. But that's a threshold you have to go through. You have to challenge your comfort zones if you're ever going to get rid of fibromyalgia. You have to go against the pain and not away from it. So by doing regular exercise, it will decrease your symptoms of pain. And appropriate exercises include walking, swimming, biking, and water aerobics, things that are less
stressful on your joints.
Yeah. Lower impact, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. And then you also have to pace yourself, and that is really hard for a lot of us high-strung, A-type personalities. We think we can do everything, but you really have to pace yourself and keep your activity at an even level. If you do too much on your good days, you may have more bad days. So kind of keep it at an even keel. You don't have to be superwoman every day.
I try not to be superwoman.
Or Superman.
Sometimes I just can't help it. But the bottom line is not everybody could learn to relax for those, 5 or 10 minutes I get every day. So I'm just teasing. But we're sort of the pot calling the kettle black because Amy and I do not take enough time to relax. We probably do not pace ourselves. But we know that we have to, and we take a lot of Stressex flower remedies.
Exactly. Exactly.
But one thing we do, Amy, and you're a perfect example, is this is maintain a healthy lifestyle. This is really important in fibromyalgia. Why don't you tell people exactly what we mean?
Well, we're talking about eat healthy foods, as we talk about almost on every call, limit your intake of processed foods, which includes white sugar, like hydrogenated oils, limit your intake of dairy, of animal fat, also try to cut out caffeine, artificial flavors, colors, sweeteners. And we suggest that you dramatically increase your consumption of oily fish and raw whole foods like fruits and vegetables and obviously whole grains as well. And eat as organic as possible because, again, we have such a toxic load that we deal with just by being on Earth, living and breathing in this environment that we're in right now. We want to limit the chemicals that we put into our body consciously.
Absolutely, absolutely. And in addition to that, I highly recommend the far infrared sauna. And, the far infrared sauna promotes a detoxification through perspiration and helps remove deeply embedded toxins. It's actually been clinically proven to reduce chronic pain by imitating the most health-giving spectrum of light with none of the harmful effects of light. So if you've ever laid in the sun and felt that deep penetrating heat the pain literally lift from your body.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the far infrared saunas are all about. And if you want to learn more about them, I believe we have information on our website at phporder.com. Now, Amy, we keep talking about reducing stress. Reduce stress. What could people do to reduce stress? Because, let's revisit that one last time.
Yeah, because stress is a killer. Not just for people with this condition we're talking about tonight, but any heart disease, diabetes. Stress literally can be a killer. And so what you have to do is you have to develop a plan to limit overexertion and to limit emotional stress. You have to allow time for yourself each day to relax. And again, that is really hard. And I know I don't do that enough for myself. I know you don't either, Dave. And that may mean, and this is very hard for me, learning how to say no without guilt. And I'm sure to a lot of our listeners out there, that can be hard too. But that's something that you very much need to do for yourself. Also, try not to change your routine completely. If you develop or are diagnosed with fibromyalgia, don't just quit work. Don't just drop all your activity because people that tend to do that tend to get worse and have more symptoms than those who actually remain active. And you can try different stress management techniques, like as we talked about before, the deep breathing, the meditation, perhaps the yoga, and just even regular exercise will definitely help you reduce your stress level.
Yeah, yoga is awesome because it has a combination of exercise and strength building as well as flexibility, not to mention it helps reduce stress by teaching you the proper breathing techniques. And so this is, in my opinion, you know, the yoga, when combined with a nice lymph drainage massage and a regular regimen of stretching, is equally as important as any of the nutritional recommendations that we've made, just as is drinking enough water.
Exactly, and that's, again, something that we talk about. It's a fundamental of health, is keeping yourself properly hydrated, because even for a healthy person, dehydration can cause muscle sensitivity, pain, and cramping. And so it's very, very important for everyone, but especially if you have fibromyalgia, to consume at least half your body weight in ounces of water each day as a minimum, but you don't want to consume any more than 1 ounce per pound as the maximum amount of water per day. And you want to make sure you're drinking a pure water, not your average city tap water.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I have, along with the help of my ever so amazing staff, put together my top list of supplements that are going to help. We've already given the lifestyle changes, the exercise, the stress reduction, the foods you shouldn't eat, the foods you need to eat more of. But in the end, we are a power food company. We believe that you can, you know, increase your chances of reducing all conditions when you eat those proper foods. And out of the 10,000 edible species of plants on Earth, we believe we have identified the top 30 or 40 of those, and when used in the right combination and obviously on a regular basis, can make a profound difference in your life. And so we have put together a number of recommendations, and there are explanations for each one of those. So, Amy, do you want to take us through the list, and I'll try to tell everybody why that is a product that we recommend?
Absolutely. And if you listen to our calls regularly, this is sort of the cornerstone of every nutritional supplementation program that we recommend for almost every condition, and that would probably be, everyone can guess it, a green drink. That's the way Dave and I start our days. We consume as much green drink or green foods as we can on a daily basis. So why don't you give a rundown? I know most of our listeners probably know, but if we have any new listeners, a rundown of green juices or the organic barley green or the organic Kamu blend, and how it can specifically be beneficial to people suffering with fibromyalgia.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Today's one of those days where Amy's like, well, have you eaten yet? And I'm like, well, I had a couple of green drinks. And she reminded me, she said, yeah, you had that little sandwich for breakfast. And so basically, other than like truly a little sandwich for breakfast, which followed a green drink, I have had like three green drinks today, some Master Aminos, Revive It All, and that's all I've had other than the little sandwich in the morning, and I still feel great. And it's, you know, something like, you know, 10 or 11 hours later. So the green juices are phenomenal. They detoxify your body, and they contain magnesium as well, which is a cofactor in many enzyme systems. It helps control blood glucose, and most importantly, this is really important, green foods help interrupt the pain signals that your brain sends to your body, and as a consequence, they are going to help you to experience or far less pain when used on a regular basis. And cherry has that same type of anti-inflammatory and anti-pain thing. In fact, it's even recommended as an alternative to natural to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, but the cherry actually has a lot more, Amy, doesn't it?
It sure does, absolutely. Like we talked about, it has the melatonin, which can help regulate the sleep patterns, as well as so many antioxidants. It's got a huge ORAC rating, the oxygen radical absorbance capacity, and just many phytochemicals that help, you know, with joint pain and inflammation.
And especially the inflammation, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to go back real quick and touch back on the green foods. If we recommend people suffering from fibromyalgia take 3 to 5 servings a day, you really need to load up on the green foods, on the organic barley green or the organic Kamu blend, to really get that magnesium, that cofactor, through your bloodstream, you know, 3 to 5 times a day, like keep it going. So it's not just to take it once in the morning if you truly want to see an impact, you know, a positive impact in your condition.
What about the cherry?
The cherry we recommend to take 2 tablespoons about 30 minutes prior to bed. That is something that you only do need to take the one time per day, and it really will help with the deep sleep.
People often ask me, Dave, how could you be so refreshed on 6.5 hours sleep a day? And the reason why is because it takes about 2 hours to get into the position to experience deep REM sleep. You have about 2 to 2.5 hours of deep REM sleep, and then about 2 hours to come out of it and for the potassium to go into your muscles and wake you up. So if you truly get 2 to 2.5 hours of deep REM sleep, then all you need is to sandwich that in between, say, 2 to 2.5 hours of sort of what I would call the entering deep REM and the exiting deep REM, about another 2.5 hours. So the entry to deep sleep and the exit to deep sleep of 2 to 2.5 hours plus the 2 to 2.5 hours of deep sleep leads you to somewhere between 6 and 7.5 hours of sleep, depending upon the person and their need. And it is the tart cherry that really helps you do that. But in addition to that, we've recommended a lot of oily fish. We say dramatically increase your intake of oily fish. But what if you don't eat fish, Amy? What if you don't eat that much fish, or you worry about the integrity of the oceans and whether or not the fish you're eating is clean? We have suggested an alternative that is pure vegetarian.
Well, the Flax Advantage is a great alternative to the oily fish to get the essential fatty acids that contain the linoleic acid, which can actually stimulate the brain function. And we recommend that you take 1/4 cup of the whole seeds, the organic blonde flax seeds, and you grind them in like a little coffee grinder daily. And you can add that to cereal, you can add it to a smoothie, you can add it to anything, really, and to get those essential fatty acids that many of us are lacking in our diet.
Yeah, and it is those same essential fatty acids that protect the nerve bundles, what's called the myelin sheath, and strengthen the myelin sheath. And since this is oftentimes a nervous dysfunction, it is awesome to know that these same essential fats, these gamma-linoleic acids, are going to work on two levels. They obviously help the brain function with the neurotransmission and reception, but they also, maybe more importantly, protect our nerve endings and help those signals, you know, that go through our, I guess you could call our central nervous system, function far more efficiently. And, you know, Amy, we talked about how people who once worked out, but then their muscles become like almost muscle wasting. They sort of get soft and supple, right?
Exactly.
Well, this is the perfect example of a time when our master amino acid complex might be highly efficient way to reverse this condition. And there's a couple of reasons why. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, the master amino provides complete protein available to the body within approximately like 22 minutes after taking it, and it's 99% assimilated protein. It provides amino acids to the brain, it provides amino acids to muscles and tissue, and so there's no toxic or less than 1% toxic residue, because typically eating a lot of protein, ingesting a lot of protein is very hard and stressful on the body to digest this. And with the Master Amino, it's completely 99% assimilated, and so there's no toxic residue. So we recommend that you take one tablet for every 50 pounds of body weight one time per day.
And I apologize. It's supposed to be one tablet for every 50 pounds of body weight two times a day.
Oh, okay.
Typographical error.
Whoops, we'll fix that. Twice a day. I thought that was different because I thought it was usually one per every 25 pounds of body weight. But
yeah, so my bad. I was going to try to interrupt, but it would
have. Oh, no problem. But, yeah, the Master Amino is amazing at keeping the muscle strength up.
Definitely. And the cool thing about the Master Aminos is they're given to people in the hospital who can't exercise and they still develop muscle.
Exactly.
So it's really helpful. If it wasn't for that, because I never exercise, I wouldn't have any muscle either. No,
yes, you do. You just don't have enough time.
Now, Amy, you know that the Master Aminos has been shown to reduce muscle pain as well, because they give the muscles all the proteins they need and they actually stop cramping of the muscles. In addition to that, our joint flex increases circulation and helps reduce joint pain as well. And joint flex is specifically designed for the joints, tendons, and the ligaments. You know that I am a big believer in the StressX, and that also helps decrease, you know, our reaction, our negative reaction to stressful situations. It really helps from the mental and emotional standpoint. But when we come back to stress and when we come back to pain, we have to come back to that magnesium. And we have a wonderful new product called Ionic Elements. I know you're in love with it. Why don't you tell people why it is so important to somebody who suffers from fibromyalgia?
Absolutely, because it contains a wide variety of bioavailable minerals and trace minerals, including a high amount of magnesium. And as we talked about before, magnesium is necessary for all those involuntary muscle reactions, so nervous system reactions. And it is the body's inability to regulate those involuntary muscle reactions that may trigger the symptoms of fibromyalgia. So the Ionic Elements is just an excellent addition, and we recommend, or what I take for myself, is about 20 drops 2 to 3 times a day. I just put it in my bottle of water, and you put like 1 drop per ounce of water. I drink about 64 to 80 something ounces of water a day, and so I just try to put 1 drop per ounce, and it really works out well that way. You can also put it in juice, or you can also put it in your green drink as well when you're taking your organic barley green or your organic kamut blend. It's great with a cherry before your nighttime, as your nighttime cocktail as well.
Absolutely. Now, Amy, we've given the Flax Advantage, which has the gamma-linolenic acid that coats the nerve endings, makes your nerve transmissions are happening properly. That's going to be awesome. We've given the Ionic Elements, and this is going to allow what we call electrical transmission, the conductivity within the brain, the electrical impulses to be passed properly, allowing the magnesium to work to relieve muscle stress. And then we have another compound, Revivitol, that's going to do sort of the same thing for the brain. So we're working on 3 different levels of increasing the efficiency of message transmission throughout the body, these blockages that might actually lead to those points of pain that we talked about. Why don't you tell people a little about the Revivitol?
Well, it's a specially designed formula to increase the effective communication between neurotransmitters and neuroreceptors. In fact, the formula was written about on the cover of Reader's Digest magazine a couple years ago, and we adopted the formula. The doctor who put it together says, I don't want to patent this. I don't want to make money off this. I want people to benefit from this. And so we took his formula and added a couple of other things that we felt were extremely beneficial to it, and we came up with the product Revivitol. And some theories are focusing on neurotransmitter efficiency as being potentially liable in fibromyalgia sufferers. So if you're having problems with your neurotransmitter efficiency, that could definitely be a cause of the fibromyalgia condition.
Exactly. Now, we've noted that irritable bowel syndrome is highly common. In other words, if you have fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome seems to be like that second shoe that drops.
And it
you
goes
know what
hand
I mean?
In hand, right?
Yeah, they
if you
do.
Have one,
and
you have the other.
Yeah, and we've had quite a lot of luck using the green drinks and a couple of other foods that are really amazing at helping stabilize the gastrointestinal tract. And one of those is the 40X aloe vera, and it contains mucopolysaccharides that help irritable bowel syndrome. They actually help to heal how aloe helps heal tissue. Well, obviously, the mucopolysaccharides help heal the intestines that lead to the irritable bowel syndrome. But the activated barley also contains some unique polysaccharides. Tell us how those polysaccharides are so different from aloe, but actually have another amazing and beneficial effect.
Well, they contain the beta-glucan gel polysaccharide carbohydrates that can help heal the intestines and reduce the symptoms of irritable bowel. So it's a soluble fiber, basically, is the kind of polysaccharide carbohydrate that's in the activated barley that's so nourishing, healing, and soothing to the digestive tract.
And this is called beta-glucan 1316, which is known to boost the immune system, which is very beneficial to the person with fibromyalgia. And as Amy said, this is a beta-glucan gel. It's a gummy gel substance that sticks to your intestines and blocks those open passageways that are often associated with irritable bowel syndrome and leaky gut syndrome. So the activated barley is really amazing. Now, we talk about, you know, green foods oftentimes, and there's various green foods, and chlorella is one of our favorites. And chlorella has actually been studied in some clinical settings and had some pretty amazing results for people with fibromyalgia, hasn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. It's called the Tender Point Index of Fibromyalgia, and basically I think that is that's how tender, like to the touch we were talking about before, the oversensitivity to touch, and that people that have been taking 10 grams of chlorella daily have seen significant declines in this Tender Point Index, which is, that means that their pain is reduced, which is wonderful.
And that's only after, you said, 8 or 9 weeks, right?
It says after, 2 months of being on 10 grams a day of chlorella.
Yeah, the studies I saw, said that, you know, just after, like you said, 8 to 10 weeks, a couple of months, that the tender points, that, you know, that ouch, you know, when you're
exactly.
So a phenomenal, in my opinion, this is a phenomenal holistic approach to addressing a problem that is far too common in society today, and a problem that was rendered to be, you know, psychosomatic. It's all in your mind. You're crazy, or, you know, and very little sympathy was given to people who claimed these symptoms. And I'm glad that we're shedding light on it as a legitimate condition. We're also giving the knowledge, which will become the power, and that power is the tool that you will use to overcome conditions in your life. And remember, we are offering not medical advice. We are offering a holistic approach to you caring for your body. We're giving you guidelines. We're giving you suggestions, and all nutritional advice must be modified to fit your own personal lifestyle and your own personal results. However, these are, in my opinion, some of the best advice you could ever get regarding this condition, and the results we've had with people who have actually followed this advice have been quite impressive.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, just to restate that's our goal here, is to provide information and to provide access to these high quality, you know, nutritional substances that can make such a humongous impact in quality of life. So we just hope that people, you know, listen, they try the product and see for themselves. And what we offer here at Platinum Health Products, there's absolutely no side effects. So there's not going to be any harm in trying it. We're taking the antidepressant, taking the sleeping pill, taking the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug for pain. There's side effects, and you need to educate yourselves and make yourself aware of that, and you may not want to subject your body to that. So we hope that you give a try to something natural first, and you may just be completely surprised at how your body can heal itself when it's given the proper nutrients and proper tools to do so.
Absolutely. And, you know, I want to thank you, Amy, for taking us through tonight's protocols. I know that I may have sounded like I was stopping and starting, maybe a little bit out of sorts. I just want to let folks know that I'm a little bit jet-lagged, having just returned from a trip back and forth to Europe, and haven't even had a little bit of time to recover. I'm not making excuses, just want you to understand that I'm usually not this discombobulated, usually thinking a little clearer than I am tonight.
Well, so I thought you did great.
It means you got to tune in next week to see if I actually improve this performance.
Well, I think you did great, and I really appreciate you being on the call with us tonight. And I wanted to remind everybody that the call will be available on the replay line. If you can, please share it with any friend or family member that you think can benefit, and you can access that number by calling 212-461-8911 is the replay line. Also, check it out on our website at www.phporder.com, or if we have your email address on file, we'll email you out the web link to it, and please feel free to forward that and share that with anyone that you think may benefit from the information on tonight's call.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And what we'd like to do is we'd like to encourage everyone to take that web link and to email out as many people, because that's the most efficient way to spread this information. So, and I want to say that those of you who are helping us to encourage, you know, people to listen to these calls on the replay line or by forwarding them, we truly appreciate your efforts. This is an information age, and I believe that if you believe this information is worth passing on, then you should definitely take a moment to do that, because there's a lot of people who are waiting to benefit from it. And Amy, thank you. You've obviously, you know, you have gained and are gaining a great amount of knowledge on these subject matters. I know everybody appreciates having you here on the call, not only to moderate, but for your excellent commentary. So let's
thank
look
you.
Forward to next week. And what do we have in store for folks?
You know, I don't have the schedule in front of me. I apologize.
I think it is sleep. Why you cannot sleep? I believe that might be it, but I apologize if I am mistaken.
Yeah, well, we will send an email blast out to everybody and a reminder call letting you know as well. And I also, we're running a little tight on time tonight, so if anyone has any questions regarding the battle plan will be posted on the website tomorrow. Also, please feel free to call in customer service at 888-747-6733. Pose your question. Dave has a question and answer session tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time on this very same conference call number. So if you have a question that you did not get a chance to ask tonight, please phone it in or email it in, and Dave will address it on the question and answer health discovery talk tomorrow, and then that is also available via the website and on a replay line.
Breast Defense Women's Health, 5/16, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's next week, 5/16. Breast Defense and Women's Health. This is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And by the way, I'm very happy to say that we'll be hosting a Breast Cancer Survivors event up at the Oasis Retreat. If you're interested in participating, just give us a call, 888-747-6733. That's a Breast Cancer Survivors Retreat. It is open and limited to women who have experienced breast cancer themselves or who have breast cancer that is genetically predisposed in their family. This is sponsored by the Breast Cancer Awareness Society of Southern California. So if you'd like to participate, please let us know.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I apologize that we've run out of time for questions and answers, but please email or phone in your questions, and we'll be happy to address those on the question and answer tomorrow or on an individual basis. So, again, thank you, Dave. I know you're exhausted. You did an awesome job tonight. You have phenomenal information, and I know you your passion just shines through in everything that you do and say, and so I am honored to work with you, you know, with that, and we're doing a great thing here, you know, and I really appreciate all your time, hard work, dedication to it. So thank you so much for being with us tonight, everybody, and I hope everyone has a wonderful week.
Fantastic. It's in my opinion, this is very important information. I apologize to everybody who waited so long for it. And Amy, appreciate all of your sentiments, and all I could say is that without you, it just wouldn't be possible. So let's just keep up the good work.
Awesome. Okay, well, we will speak with everybody again next week.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Good night.